Peter Lucas Jones has had a long involvement in the management of our Māori media entities, obviously Whantihiko Tika, with the broadcast platforms there, but also Whakaruruha and Māori television. The budget last week announced $40 million for Māori media, which is great. But where's the Māori media report from the second Māori media panel? Nei rā te mihi kia koe, Peter Lucas, tēnā koe.
Kia ora, tēnā koe, taku whanaunga o tira tēnā koutou katoa.
Kia ora. Well, the minister has said he wants Māori media to work with mainstream media. We presume that's RNZ and TVNZ. Will that work? And there seems to be little detail in the merger and how Māori media will be incorporated into it. What's your thinking, please, Peter Lucas?
Well, we've always wanted to work with all media, but there has been a reluctance over the years to accept the professionalism and Māori approach to media by the wider media. So I think that the conversation needs to start with the fact that we do not want to enter any relationships now or in the future at a servant level. Rangatira ki te rangatira. That is where the thinking is at. So when we talk about the public media sector and the media sector, one is not better than the other, even though one has paid a hell of a lot more money, Dale. When we look at what we have received in this most recent budget, which is a bit of a lift, and I want to congratulate the minister on the good fight that he's fought to ensure that we have received some pūtea. Looking into that, I can see that in the releases there is $12 million allocated to iwi radio. We met with Te Māngai Pāho last week. That's Te Whakaruruha o Ngā Reo Irirangi Māori. We were advised how that $12 million was going to be spent. What I can say is the conversation around allocating those $12 million of funds needs to happen with the professionals in the industry. We do not need to be told by Te Māngai Pāho how that money is going to be spent. What we need to do is have a rangatira ki te rangatira conversation with Te Māngai Pāho and talk about the areas that need resourcing now so that we are not resourced to fail. Now, there are always pet projects in our world and there are always areas that need some immediate help. We want to have that conversation with Te Māngai Pāho and we'll be doing that next Thursday in Wellington.
Thanks, Peter Lucas. I just want to come back to your point about mainstream media's reluctance to accept Māori media professionalism. You and I have been in the game for a long time. We are very committed and consider ourselves honourable stewards of the role of broadcasting on our people's behalf. That might differ in style somewhat to how mainstream roll, but that doesn't mean that it hasn't been given great consideration. I mean, we like to have a chuckle and a laugh too while we're doing current affairs, but that's not necessarily the way that they'll roll in the stiffer, more mainstream programs that have a political focus. So how can this be overcome? Or is this an entrenched attitude towards taha Māori concepts?
I think it is a Pākehā-ism, and over the years, institutionalised racism in the media industry has provided a platform for Pākehā-ism to be confused as professionalism. Professionalism has many faces, and if we look at what media is all about, it's about audience. It's about whāngai I ngā whakaaro me ngā take o te wā ki ngā taringo te hunga whakarongo. It's about giving the news and current affairs a platform so that our listeners and our viewers can actually consume that in a way that meets their needs. And I think that's what Māori media is aiming at doing, particularly iwi radio. When we think about our regional media coverage of current affairs in the Haukainga, it's quite different. We have a cup of tea kōrero, we talk about things that matter, we even have a different style of interviewing. We have a lot of long format, we have our bulletins, but we also have a cycle of news in the kāinga that is very much driven by activities on our marae. And I think that level of connectedness is something that modern and particularly Pākehā media does not share at the same level that it happens in the kāinga. And I think those points of difference need to be taken into account, because when we look at iwi radio and what it represents, we look at community radio, well, that's no more, and iwi radio is the cornerstone, the last bastion of community radio and that connectedness with haukāinga and, of course, our marae.
Peter Lucas Jones, some beautiful kōrero today. I thank you for it. All the best until we get a chance to chat again, Ewa.
Kia ora.
Thank you.
Tēnā koutou katoa.
And you're listening to Pākehi Waha. John Tamahere with us